I want to welcome everybody, wish you a happy new year, and I give you my peace. We have a team watchword from Isaiah 41:10. I want to read it because it has everything to do with what Father's message is for us today. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I spoke with Father this past Wednesday. I'm on the phone with him. I was in front of him taking his message for close to 2 hours, so he has much to say. He said, "My very dear Team Triland and your spouses, welcome to the year 2017. Did you ever think we would be here right now in these years? Sorry, Atmos, there are no flying cars yet. I have to tell all of you how much I love you, first of all, and how very proud I am of all of you. Yes, you too, spouses. I have put all of you through much in the years that you have known my son. It was necessary for all that is coming in the future. Did you ever think you would have a relationship with me and my sons as you do? Again, yes, for all of you. I invited the spouses because it is important that you too are encouraged and strengthened as well. Our relationship has grown over the years, and some of you have seen me, spoken directly with me, and have even been held by me while you cried. It is this team alone that receives these gifts from me. Why? The simple answer is because I love all of you and have asked of all of you to handle a task that has not been given to the world. It has been given to all of you. Yes, spouses, even to you. These guardians cannot bear all of this without you. They need your love and support to carry this now and in the future. Maybe you think to yourselves that you are not worthy for this task. If you were not worthy, then I would have not chosen all of you before time began. I have tailor-made all of your lives. I have placed all of you in certain positions within my church for a reason, priests, choir directors, organists, and have placed some of you within committees and in leadership roles. It is for this reason. Recently, much has happened against my son. The Apostle Orlovsky forced Quasar to choose between serving me and my children or being my son's friend. I will tell you that this act angered me. Yes, Old Testament God came out for a moment. I have been trying to soften Carl's heart for some time now. I have complicated his life numerous times, and still he will not accept my son. I will give Quasar and his family extra strength through this time until he can be back with us in these meetings. I spoke with my son this past Wednesday. We spoke of Carl's concerns that Triland is in conflict with our doctrine. He is not. Triland is very much a part of us, but he is not a part of the Holy Trinity. This is the one thing that continues to haunt Carl. He has a very old-school New Apostolic faith. I have forgiven him for what he did against Triland and Quasar, and Triland and Quasar have also forgiven him. He is trying to protect the bride as well, but is lost and confused. I told Triland that Carl is the Saul/Paul in this time. Over 10 years ago, I told Triland that the Apostle Orlovsky and he will be best friends. He will be his strongest advocate. I need all of you to not lose faith in his ministry and still respect him as an apostle. May I say this to all of you? Have you not, in time, also had your reservations about my son and who he is too? The difference between all of you and Carl is that you have spent time with my boy, and through your conversations, meetings, and personal experiences, now know who he is. Does this make sense? Please hold nothing against Carl. I know some of you have your doubts about my son's announcement in June. Let me say this. I will have him announced if I have to do it myself. I did that with Jesus, and I certainly can do it for my second son. Make no mistake, the time is short, and I have allotted for all of this in my plan. No man will ever interfere with what I have laid out and need to happen when I have ordained it. Have you not read the Bible? Then Father chuckled.
Well,
Man throughout all time has always tried to complicate my plans and have always failed. Do not let doubt fill your hearts about any of this. Have I ever not kept my word? Have I ever said one thing and done something else? I am incapable of lying and being dishonest. Yes, timelines have changed with my son, Tryland. May I be honest with all of you, and I am not trying to embarrass him or air our dirty laundry per se. He was not ready until now, and you too were not ready as well. Now all of you are ready. All of you have been tried and tested and have suffered under many injustices. I include the spouses in this as well. And all of you have come out the other end of these trials stronger, wiser, and have a stronger faith now than you thought you would ever have. This is why I have done this to all of you. Need I remind all of you that never in the history of my work of salvation have I ever asked anyone but all of you to do, or shall I say, carry out these three tasks. 1, protect the bride of Christ. 2, defend the apostles' doctrine. 3, help bring the bride home. Let me now expand on these three tasks for all of you. 1, to protect the bride of Christ. This does not only pertain to keeping her safe from Satan. It also has everything to do with the conflict that may arise between my children, or what is currently happening in the church with how the brothers act towards my children. Sometimes they are hostile towards one another. You are all an extension of my son, Tryland. He is also a prince of peace. You are his ambassadors of peace. When possible, step in and defend, protect, and give peace and counsel to the bride. Remember, everyone, as my son often remind everyone, as my son often does, that this behavior is not allowed in my kingdom. Here there is only love, compassion, and acceptance. 2, defend the apostles' doctrine. Does everyone know and understand our 10 articles of faith? Tryland has gone over them in a past meeting in March 2015. For your information, I had Fred post them under the resource tab on the team site. It is important that all of you know and understand them. You know your faith. This is what it is based on. All that my son Jesus laid down through the apostles' ministry. In time, my son Tryland will tell the world that the only path that will lead you to my kingdom as the bride of Christ is through the new apostolic church, no other. Yes, others may be guests, but this is not the same. After my son's announcement, many of the leaders and priests will leave. They will start their own churches, but they will not stand in mine or Jesus' power and authority. They will be just like all the other denominations that currently spread half-truths and lies about my kingdom and how one can achieve eternal life. All of you will speak the truth and set them all straight. 3, help bring the bride home. What is this task about? It is all about teaching. It is all about working hand in hand with the apostles' ministry. All of you have been taught by my son in a way that only you know about. You have been given information about the future and what it holds. You know me, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on a level that not even all of the apostles know. It is your experiences of faith and the conversations you have had with us that you will share. And in doing so, you will teach others about us and how they too can have a deeper relationship with us. Does all of this now make more sense? I told you last year that in the coming year leading up to my son's announcement, I would clarify things for you. Look at me keeping my word. And then he chuckled again. Know this, I could have picked anyone for this, but I handpicked and created all of you for these tasks. Yes, you spouses as well. It is not a coincidence that you are together. You are my guardian's support. You too are grand examples of faith. Shine as the guardians do in all that you do as well. My love is in all of you. There will be times where I will use you to help your guardian spouse to heal, to receive courage and love right from your heart and mouth. Do not ever think that you are not an important part of my plan. Everyone who is willing to serve me will be given a part and the strength to carry it out until it is completed. This is my bond and my promise to all of you as we start this most wonderful year of change. The watchword I gave you this year stands true here. You will see much change in the church through my son Tryland's efforts. Many hearts feel that their will should be served and my will should be kicked off to the side. This is not acceptable to me. Those who oppose the changes will leave, and in time many of them will return and then accept them. It breaks my heart when my own children cannot see my will and serve it. I will say that there are times when man has complicated and even confused my will for others. This will not be the case when Tryland speaks. The time is short, and I want all men to be saved, but the church does not know how to make this happen. Tryland does. In the coming months, I will expand on this topic as well. Now, do your hearts feel more at ease? Have I not removed some of your doubts? I will now give all of you a special blessing to carry out these tasks for me. It will hold a deeper understanding of your own faith, a love for all of mankind, strength to bear all of this through time, and a deeper appreciation of the power and authority that you hold and stand in. Pretty wonderful if you ask me. Now, I would like to personally thank all of you for your love and all of the offerings and sacrifices you have done in my name for me, Jesus, Tryland, and my children. I will bless all of you a thousandfold to receive more than you thought in blessing you could hold as well, in physical health, strength, and wealth. My guardians and their families cannot be distracted within this time by monetary things. My work of salvation will become all of your focus and determination. Stay tuned. And always know I am with you, love, and support you through all of this. Does anyone have any comments? Anyone?
Did he reiterate anything as far as announcing it himself, like, or give more details?
Well, if he has to do that, then he's going to do what he did when Jesus had the dove land on his head, and he just spoke aloud, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him."
Oh.
He and I were chatting about that, and I said to him, "What happens if you can't find a human being?" And that's when he said, "Well, then I'll do it myself, and I'll let the world know." That's what he means.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No comment on what Father said, just an FYI, and I'm sure everybody heard this in service this morning or recently. You do have to go and sign up for the Chief Apostle Service online to get a seat. I know I can, Brad Schaefer down in Watervliet has the information for the website, so I'm sure he can send it all out. I'm sure Fred probably has it or whatever the case may be, but we do have to sign up to get a seat to be at the service in Chicago.
Okay. Well, they didn't announce that where we were.
Okay, well, like I said, I just heard it this morning. I don't know how new that is or how old it is, but just an FYI, I'm sure, you know, Lightstar and Brad can hook us up.
Lightstar, can you ask Brad to give you that information, and could you please email the team?
I can shoot you a text, Jim, with all the information if you want.
Yeah, please, and then I'll forward it on. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Excellent. Does anybody else have anything else they would like to add about what Father said?
I just think what he said was very beautiful and very encouraging, and I think that it was just what we needed to hear for, you know, an opening for, you know, the strength that we need for the upcoming year.
I agree. I don't think he's ever dictated that long a letter before. Literally, I spent 2 hours with him. Probably because my typing skills were not that great because it was 6 o'clock in the morning when I was doing it. But He has our back. That's why he wanted me to reiterate his watchword. I don't pick those watchwords. He does. Makes sense now. What
yeah,
are they to worry
very,
about?
Yeah, it's very comforting.
Good. Okay. Starlight was given the month off last month, so she didn't go to any realms. And then Atmos actually did have an experience with Father, and I asked if he would please share that with the team.
Sure. I was able to meditate for the first time in quite a while a couple of weeks ago. Father made things very clear, which they just haven't been for quite some time, so I was happy to have that once again. I was in the center of my mind and speaking with Jesus, and it was around Christmas time, I think just before Christmas, and I told Jesus, you know, I want to give Father something. I just don't know what to give him. I want to give him everything I am and all that I have. I just don't know how to present it. And he said, well, take this box, and it was just a very simple, plain little box, and he said, put everything you want to give Father in it and take it to him now. So that's exactly what I did. I put everything, all that I am and all that I have in that box. And I went before Father and I presented it to him, and he was very grateful and thanked me for it. And he set it on a table next to his throne. And the table had 13 slots on it. There were 3 slots that were vacant. The rest of them were filled, and he put mine down, and he said, thank you, Atmos. He said, you've given this to me before, but you've never been fully committed. He said, now I know your heart is true, and you are fully committed, and I now accept this, and I put this on the table, but as you can see, there are still 3 yet to go. But he said, don't worry, we'll get there. All will fall in place. He made sure to stress that. He said, we will get there, all in due time. And then there was another larger table next to that smaller table. I mean, this one was exponentially bigger. It had a couple of boxes on it with thousands of empty slots. And he said, this table represents all the free will of all the servants that are inside the church. He said, as you can see, a few have given their all to me, but most haven't. He said, that will change. He said, before the end, it will be a full table. So, and he was very confident in the fact that that would happen. So that was pretty much it. After that, I thanked him, and he gave me my energy back.
Thank you. I don't have much on the agenda tonight. We've all kind of been, Father gave us all a break because we had Evil Bound last month. I think things were a little easier. I'm not going to say a lot easier. I know that a lot of you are dealing with personal things, which is why we bound evil, so that you could concentrate on your families and your own personal lives and get everything in order as we start this new year. I just want to make sure that everyone is still doing their dailies. It's important that you and I stay focused and grounded, that our spaces are cleared and protected. Also, I want to make sure everybody's spending time with their team. Are you still rotating your lead if you feel that's necessary? If something's not right with your team, then replace that one angel that you don't feel comfortable with. I will also tell you, I need you to spend time with Father, Jesus, HS, and the archangels as well. They are able to provide some personal strength or personal information for you during this time as well. Please take benefit of that. Don't just kind of slough it off and say you just don't have the time to do it. I have actually been spending more time with them and meditating more. I've been sick for the past 10 days with a horrific sinus infection, so I actually missed 4 days of work this week. So my boss is ecstatic with me. I'll just say, I am still trying to find a new job out in Kalamazoo. I interviewed 2 weeks ago, but haven't heard anything. I'm still going to keep applying. Just so everybody knows, Starlight and I moved the venue from Michigan to Chicago. We're getting married in Chicago on April 29th at the Schaumburg Congregation. So we hope everybody can come. We will be sending out invitations. I spoke to Brilliance through text. She has that specific cancer, skin cancer, and she had to have a treatment done yesterday. And so she is actually writhing in a lot of pain. So if everybody could please remember her, she said she would appreciate it. Quasar texted me, and his wife got into a car accident this morning. She's okay. But he asked if everybody would please remember them. He misses all of you. He's praying for all of us. He'll listen to the recording after Fred posts it. But I will be honest, I feel a very big hole in my heart because he can't be a part of us. But Father's going to step in and provide for him and his family what they need to so they don't feel left out during this time. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share, some experience you've went through over the last time we talked? Because we haven't spoken really or had a meeting since November.
Sorry, this is Duke. I had an experience with my first healing of the year. On New Year's morning, I woke up at about 2:30, and I just couldn't get back to sleep, so I knew that that was the right thing to do. And when I got to my third chakra, a few of the archangels were there waiting for me. I guess in a way of building more confidence in saying you need to trust your gut. Like, you are who you are. Believe in yourself.
Good. We all need reassurance. I know that this is going to be a life-changing experience for all of us. It really is. Does anybody have anything else? Any of the spouses want to chime in?
Do you want me to tell what happened with Aleppo?
With who?
Aleppo. City of Aleppo.
Oh, yes, please. Forgot about that.
Okay. So I was meditating, and I was in the center of my mind, and I found myself in the middle of the city of Aleppo. And there was a fighter that was going to execute a family. And so I stopped him, but this time I used the blunt side of the sword and I didn't use the sharp end. And I knocked him out and prevented the family to get executed. And so I grabbed the four legions that I had, and I asked if they could help with the evacuation of Aleppo. And this is when the battle was really strong. They were just, the terrorists were basically just executing all civilians as much as possible. And if you can, you know, watching the news, if you watched it, it was able to get a lot of people out of the city. And my legions have been working in that city for probably about 4 weeks now. And Father was trying to say, give me another legion of angels because they're helping out over there. And it was, if you guys could please remember those people in that city, because there's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain in there. So that was pretty much my experience.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
I believe that took place when evil was bound. So mankind can do what they want, even the terrorists. They were doing their own thing. A couple of people reached out to me and said, I thought you had evil bound, and my response was, man doesn't need the encouragement to be evil, which is incredibly sad. But we will be the lights that shine. Father has placed within us peace and comfort. We have the ability to be that. For anybody who comes across our path, I need everyone to have your eyes open and your ears. In the coming months, more people are going to cross our path that Father's going to introduce to us. That'll be our support system when the announcement happens. So don't discount anything. Nothing is a coincidence. Anyone else?
Can someone translate that?
What's that? Oh.
The dog barked. He was contributing.
I had,
there's a bunny rabbit outside hunting them.
I asked Starlight if she would share an experience with all of you too about an injury that she had.
I don't know if I, am I echoing?
Nope.
No? Okay. So a few months ago, I injured my knee and I had Quasar. He actually put his hands on my knee and he had healed it for me. And it was during the healing, it wasn't like necessarily with his touch, I had relief from the pain. And I basically had torn all of the ligament or tendons, I think, the tendons that go over my kneecap. And it kept on, the pain was just persistent. And it didn't matter basically what I did to heal it. So I had stopped exercising. I had wearing a brace. And he initially, when he had touched my knee, he had initially given me some relief and it was healed. But I had to do some other work. And so I met with Father and he had given me specific instructions and I needed to. That was part of the reason why I was taking a break in December. I had to focus on myself because we all know that when you have knee pain, usually that means something's holding you back. So I had to go through and work on myself. And he had given me specific instructions with meditating, not exercising, spending time with him, spending time with Jesus, and just going through things. And as I was going through the month of December, and it was, I was meditating three times a week. And I think it was the second time I had meditated, I actually had my leg propped up on the table and I was grounding that running energy through. And as I had gone through some things and just got rid of a lot of things that were holding me back, at the end of the meditation, Jesus actually put his hand on my knee and I could feel my knee changing. And from that point on, I didn't really have any pain whatsoever. And then as I proceeded through the month, there was one other time towards the end of the month where I had basically emptied out everything that I had needed to go through on my shelf that I had. And he had Jesus touched my knee one last time. And ever since then, I have zero to little pain after going through everything. So only took 2 months to figure it out, but... So it's healed. And I guess specifically, I was going to say that it wasn't, I was not only healed by touch, but by faith and following what Father said. So that's important for all of us.
Always a good combination.
Yes.
Yes, ultimately doing what Father asks, that is the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always have his way. Anything else, anyone? Everyone's so quiet. See, we need Q on the team. We need him on the call. That guy fills space. Thank you, spouses, for joining us. We appreciate what you do, what you support us in, the love. I know you don't completely understand all of this. We appreciate your faith and hanging on, too. Our next team meeting is on Sunday, February 12th at 6 p.m. I've asked Trisis to pray after I pray. And if there's anything else, then I will just pray with everybody. Thank you again, everyone, for making the call. Most kind Father, we come and we step before you, and as we do, we all take a knee. We bow our hearts and our heads before you in holy reverence and honor of you. We appreciate the message you shared with us. It touches our heart that you would spend time with us, that you would give us instruction, that you would share with us the details of the future and the tasks that you wish us to carry out. You have always been kind, that when you've chosen somebody in the past, you have given them information. You've asked them to carry out an impossible plan, but if they kept their faith and they did what was asked of them, then they were successful. And even in those times, Father, where mankind didn't understand what those people were doing, they still stuck to their guns. They pushed through all the problems, and they did what you asked, and you were always there to support and love them and provide for them everything. And when there was a huge obstacle that got in their way, you removed it. We know, Father, the Apostle Orlovsky is confused. You're the one who said that. We know that he means best. But you are the one, Father, who fashions the plan and who makes sure that it's carried out when the time is right. And we, as your children, will follow along with anything you tell us. We hold nothing against him, but we pray, Father, that you will open his heart, that he can see clearly as well as the other brothers and sisters who are influenced by this. Satan has had his fingers in everybody's hearts for some time now in some of the congregations. Even in our travels, Father, we have noticed that the congregations have been dwindling in certain areas, that people that have been there for a very long time are not there anymore. Even Starlight commented that in Kalamazoo there were a lot of new faces today and a lot of old faces were missing. This hurts us. It breaks our heart. Even in Schaumburg, too, it was very barren. There were not a lot of people there. We know that in time, Father, you will be the one who draws them all back, that the refocus will be placed on you, to honor you, to respect you, to understand, Father, that you get only 40 minutes to talk and spend with us a week. And it's in those moments for us in America that we strive and hold on to those words. We are a little jealous, Father, that other districts can have the Wednesday service, and we know that once our announcement is in play, that that service will come back for the United States. Because you're the one who made the comment, it's certainly true that my children are not paying attention, and I must talk with them more. We need to hear your voice, Father. We need to hear your word. We all were able to receive your forgiveness today, and we do not take that for granted. But, Father, there is still a deep hurt in some of our hearts because of some of the things we struggle with. There is a depression that's sweeping through all of this world right now. Someone texted us and told us that this weekend is the most suicides that take place. Provide, Father, that we can have extra strength to stand strong, that we do not allow these spirits to sway us in any way, that we stay focused on the goal, which is to serve you, to complete these tasks that all of us can go home. See the hearts of my guardians and their spouses. See the concerns that they have for their natural life and their children. See the ailments that everybody fights through, especially Brilliance, Father. We pray specifically for her that you will provide extra strength for her to bear this pain that she has. And anyone else, Father, who's struggling on the team with a physical, a spiritual, a mental, or even a financial situation, you made the promise, Father, that you will bless us all 1,000-fold. That is truly a gift. We have never heard, Father, a bird cry out to you and say, "Where's my food? Aren't you going to feed me?" But yet, Father, we as human beings, we don't trust you all the time, and we think that we're going to fail in some way, that you're not paying attention. Maybe you're out creating some universe, and you're just not watching us in that moment. That's just ignorant. You never take your eye off of us, and your word holds true that you will always be with us. We thank you, Father, for all that you provide for us and all the love that you share. Provide now your peace to us. Provide as we go into this week that you will provide everything that we need to keep us steadfast and true to what our calling is, that in those moments, Father, where we're about to slip up and maybe make a mistake or say something that we shouldn't, that you will give us the ability to hold our tongue and to engage our brain before we speak and say something we shouldn't. That when we come to you at the next service, we will not bring forth the exact same sins that we shared with you today. Give us courage, I know our brother gave us 10 times the strength today in the Holy Communion. We do not take that for granted either. And if there is a quiet question on somebody's heart or desire, then, Father, we bring that before you right now and ask that you will answer it when the time is right. Provide what we have forgotten. We love you so much. Know that too, Father, and appreciate these times that we can spend together. And we look forward to the day when Jesus does come and takes us all home, that we will no longer be apart anymore, that we will be as you've always wanted us to be, that we will be perfect in every way. Thank you again for everything. We love you very much, and according to your will, we pray these things and ask it that it's done, Father, in your will. Please hear us. Amen.
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 Crisis.
All righty. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the time that we could spend with our friends, our guardians, and your Son, Father. We thank thee for letting us be able to have these times again. Even with the time off, Father, we appreciate that, but a month is so long to not hear each other's voices, to feel the camaraderie and the bond. We thank thee, Father, for that. And the spouses, too, the support that they give is unknown maybe, but it's felt, it's needed, and it is great to know that there's someone there to support you. We pray, Father, that the wisdom that you want us to obtain can sink in. Sometimes we're numb. Sometimes we don't pay attention. And I can't imagine you sitting there trying to have us pay attention and we just can't get it. We ask, Father, for your patience, and we ask, Father, for the strength to be able to listen and be able to hear the subtleties. We know sometimes your voice is not that big, booming voice, but something subtle. And like was already mentioned during the meeting, that nothing happens by chance, that we can take advantage of that and we can let that sink in and that we can be able to use it as our strength. We look forward to the year, yes, with fear and intrepidation, but also with a power and a stance that we know that you are with us and that we can use that. And in the times that there is uncertainty, that there is not going to be a wavering, maybe even a hesitation, Father, will be felt, but we will push forward and then we can be the guardians and the teams and the souls that you want us to be. We look forward, Father, for the coming services and the years, the people that we can help in the exciting part of your work, Father. We don't doubt, Father, your work. We doubt sometimes our abilities, and that's us being human. We won't use it as an excuse, Father. We just ask for the strength needed so that we can overcome that and that we can be ready for that time. We know the announcement will happen and our lives will change. Your church will change. And there'll be a definitive border between faithful and unfaithful. We pray, Father, that unfaithful, or those that, we'll not use that term, we don't like that, those that are lacking the understanding of their faith, maybe that's a better way to say it, that it would be a small number. Now that they can understand what's needed to be part of the bride, and we want to be able to help them and let them be able to be open to the changes and open to the Holy Spirit that you have been crying out for all these years, and that we are ready to help, and that your work will continue. We never want to be a hindrance, Father, and we thank thee, Father, for letting us be able to be on this team, and that we can use the gifts and talents that you've given us to that end. We ask this all in thy Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.